Good morning, National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304, and mail handlers in other parts of the nation. This is Branch President Ken Hodge with a podcast today, and I want you to understand that it is okay to question leadership, respectfully question leadership, and in this case, I'd like to have a conversation about the RI-399 settlement. And again, we are entitled to our opinions. And what my opinion on this settlement is, it's going to be kind of convoluted. And what I mean by that is there's two ways that we can actually look at this. We could just look at this as we're getting extra money and leave it at that. Or we can look at this saying, well, what did we give up in order to arrive at $14 million settlement? Did we give up $90 million for $14 million? Then again, it's okay to question our leadership. But if we just move along the lines of we're getting an extra check and let it be, then I'm okay with that. If we're going to move in that manner. If we're going to move in that manner, if the post office says they're going to pay each union, and it's so funny because some documents I read state each union, some documents I read says to the unions. So I'm hoping that at least, again, right now we're talking from the vantage point of we're just getting an extra check and we're happy. Okay, so I'm hoping that at least $14,500,000 are given to the mail handler union. And this is just an estimation of number. And again, folks, this is just me thinking out loud, sharing my thoughts with you. So if I got $14,500,000 and we have an estimated 50,000 mail handlers, well, just straight math says that's about $290 per person. So if we understand that $290 per person is an equal division of the $14,500,000, then I think we should all understand that if you are getting one share of this payout, that you should expect approximately $290. So that's just simple. Just letting you take a look at it. So if you are receiving or expecting a share, and let me tell you something, folks. Again, this is me just speaking out loud. I am not sitting in meetings at headquarters. I'm not sitting in meetings at the locals. I'm not even sitting in meetings in my branch. So again, I just read the memo, same memo you got, and I started looking at it, and I started to try to understand what took place or why it's, or how it's unfolding, so to speak. In other words, I'm just reading into it so that I put myself in a better position so when I lead the local that I can respond intelligently to my members who have questions as to, hey, Brother President, what's going on with this? Again, if I go and look and do my research, then I can respond to members intelligently. And again, I'm simply stating that there's two ways to look at this. Right now, we're just looking at it from the way of, regardless, it doesn't really matter what happened, we're just going to get an extra check. And let me tell you something, I'm okay with that. So I have no negatives, even though we're going to discuss two sides. And again, if you're happy, you're happy, and we can be okay. Hey, let's move over to the other side now. Let's move over to the other side that says, you set up for $14,500,000. What did we give away in order to do that? Or how about, instead of dividing the money equally or instead of dividing the money based on years in service or years in the bargaining unit, how about divide the money on percentage of RI-399 grievances per office? Because what happens is, and again, I happen to understand the RI-399 backlog for 15, 20 years in Columbus when I was in office. And I'm certain that if you divided the money based on the grievances per office, mail handlers in Columbus would get a whole lot more money than $290. Now we talk about let's be justice, let's be fair. Well, that is fair. And I'd have to ask the question, if your office had zero RI-399 grievances, is it fair that that office share in the payout for a settlement pertain to RI-399 grievances? And listen to what I'm saying, because I really, it's so important to me that it's not me trying to put mail handlers against mail handlers. If you're in an office that had no RI-399 grievances, and I don't know that there are offices, but again, for the sake of my conversation, and we're just talking. If you're in an office that had no grievances, now you're about to receive a check based on the number of years of services, so it's possible that you could have a 20-year mail handler there, and that office don't have those type of grievances there. They don't file that type of grievance in that office, who can be a recipient of 290 times 4. And again, the 290 is not a solid number. That's just me taking the total amount divided by an estimated number of mail handlers, okay? So both of those numbers are not fixed numbers. But again, I'm just sharing my opinion because I've got a right to do so. So again, if you want to say, wow, I'm going to get a check, but if you for grievances that have been solved going back 20 years, that's fine. But let me tell you, in some of your bigger plants, that you know, in your states with a lot of, you know, in Columbus, in Ohio, in Indianapolis, I am willing to bet you that the number of RI-399 grievances that your office generated is not fair compensation for the payout that you're about to get based on grievances that were generated in your office. And to find out, all you have to do is ask your branch president how many grievances were in your office, RI-399. And again, it's going to take a little bit of mathematics, but I'm just proposing another idea. But again, this is just me speaking to you, explaining to you how I feel about situations, and I hope you can appreciate it so that you understand that when I lead your local, this is the kind of person that you're going to have there. And you can look at it and say, well, yeah, this is the kind of person. You keep mixing things up, Kent. No, I'm not going to mix anything up. I'm just going to, because let me tell you something. If I am on this podcast talking about a different way of dividing that, which would have been more equitable, then I'm sure other mail handlers thought it as well. But like I said, there's two ways we can look at it, and I'm okay with either way. Again, we got a check, and we're just going to take that check and go on about our business. Life goes on. Or we can try to understand, did we get a check, or did the post office just check us? Did they take millions of dollars of grievances, which quite frankly, don't fully understand how we even got to that point, but we're there, so we're moving. Did they take millions of dollars of grievances, throw them in the garbage, and say to the unions, listen, we're going to give you $14,500,000, you take that, and we'll be okay. And I'm sure it was much different type of negotiation, nonetheless, end result. Again, I like to keep you informed. I like to keep you thinking, because what will happen is if you're informed and if you're thinking, again, you're going to get a lot more aggressive as you try to uphold our contract or ensure management complies with our contract. Again, what's done is done. I don't think that they can go back and renegotiate anything on the settlement. Well, I'm just talking about it. And let me tell you, make no bones about it. I think based on my years, I'll be in the two share. And if they gave me $50, I'm going to take it and be happy, man. Don't make it right. I said I'm going to take it and I'm going to be happy. Hey, listen, this is me always trying to keep you informed on what's going on. And again, as always, you know, I always welcome disagreements to my position because we can talk about it. I only ask that if I'm being respectful to you in your position, which would be counter to mine, can you just extend that same respect? See, I can disagree with you and still respect you as a person. Kenny Hodge, Branch President, Columbus, Ohio. Hey, you know, I happen to get an opportunity to look at the APWU's version of our memorandum from our headquarters stating the settlement was reached. Well, again, just playing with rough numbers, trying to get you to wake up a little bit. On the APWU side of the house, they had a settlement. Again, if the settlement is to each union and not the union split that one amount, $14,500,000. They state they have approximately 85,000 members, and in their letter, they said it should come out to approximately $160 per member. Well, now, let me just say this again. This is what happens when you got a lot of time on your hand. If you take $14,500,000 and divide that by the 85,000, that comes out to about $171 per clerk. Now, if they're giving the clerks $160, therefore, we've got $10 to $11. Let's just keep the number whole. That's $10 per member that's going to go back to their headquarters, which means members will receive a check for about $160, and your headquarters will receive a check for about $850,000. I'm just playing with numbers. And so I wonder if the National Postal Mailhunters Union are starting with $14,500,000. And again, for all estimated numbers, I just used 50,000. That's the closest I could come up with. That came out to 290 per, if you just divide the number, okay, $290 per, which would mean you do the math, because I'm sure if it came out to a 290 evenly shares, that's not how it's going to be actually divided. So if the APWU looks like they're going to have a $850,000 check going back to their national headquarters, looks like our headquarters will probably get a check somewhere in the area of about $400,000. So again, we've got possibilities of top mail handler being paid, let's just say for the sake of numbers, $900,000, but our headquarters get about $400,000. Just playing with numbers, folks. Just trying to get you to think. Hey, listen, didn't mean to stir it up too bad today, but I think that if I can share knowledge of this type, it lets you know that the person that's going to lead your local tries to stay involved in union business, and I try to always look for the best possible resolve or solution for the member. Now, please don't take me as I'm saying we didn't just get the best possible. I don't know what the negotiation terms were. All I know is we read the end result, and I'm just sharing with you a different opinion on the situation. And again, hindsight being 2020, we can all say this and all say that, but it makes for good conversation. And if we can converse about this type of issue, positive, negative points, then we can grow and converse on other issues when it comes to strengthening our contract. That's all I'm trying to do. Hey, have a good day. And I'll probably go into the APWU side of their negotiations or their resolve on tomorrow morning's podcast. Have a good day, folks.